Former Senator Jim Talent serves as vice chairman of the Commission on the Prevention of Weapons of Mass Destruction, charged by Congress to assess the threat of WMDs being used against the United States.
The trend is not going our way.
Talent says the commission expects an attack within 5 years and concludes in its just-released interim report that a biological attack is more likely than a nuclear one. The commission worries not everyone shares its concern.
Our government as a whole has not become entirely comfortable with the idea that this is as significant a threat as the nuclear threat. And so the way the government is structured to address these things, we're just concerned that the bio threat gets shorted.
Talent's greatest fear? Anthrax. Combined with Independence Day celebrations in St. Louis, Kansas City, St. Joseph, Jefferson City, Springfield, Cape Girardeau, and terrorists get set to strike.
They get a pickup truck with one of those caps or shells in the back, and then they just punch a hole in the top of it and stick up a cold fogger, and then they just blow this anthrax out into the air, into the wind.
He says the Department of Homeland Security has envisioned such a scenario in New York. Millions exposed, as many as 500,000 dead. Talent wants Washington to take the threat seriously and take steps to prevent it. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.